Today is the best day in the history of ever. So let's talk about acceptance versus ignorance. My name is Alex Red and my life is nothing but an experiment. Today I want to talk about two concepts that seem similar maybe to some people, but they're very different and it's quite dangerous to mix them. Acceptance versus ignorance. What do I mean by acceptance? Acceptance means some things in life, in business, are just the way they are. There are boundaries, there are ceilings, there are just limits where you can go with your body or mind or whatever it might be. There are physical laws you cannot trick. This is basically acceptance, that you accept these areas and you know how to find them, how to challenge them. If they're basically proven, you accept them and you at least don't challenge them for another while. If you think these boundaries can be pushed, most likely we'll re-challenge them once in a while to see if they're still where they're supposed to be. And this is true for innovation and the business, obviously. Sometimes we believe there is a limit or a restriction that is actually not there. So it is important to once in a while challenge what is not a physical law or mathematical law, whatever. But there are other things which you should just ignore, or not ignore. See, this is a tricky part. Accept to live a peaceful, happy life and not thinking about it all the time. Ignorance, on the other hand, for me means I don't fucking care, I give a shit. This is ignorance, right? Let's look to ourselves, into our personal life for a minute to get a better understanding of the whole thing. Acceptance basically means, see, I look the way I look. I'm not a beauty. I'm not super cool, super sexy, super muscular, super whatever. I have a certain height, 6'2" or like 1.90 meters, something like that. For me, for example, I have to accept it. This is who I am. If I want to get more muscles, I can go to the gym and get more muscles. True. I cannot grow. I will not shrink. My IQ is probably my IQ. That doesn't say I'm not clever. I'm not smart. I can learn everything I want, or most likely most things. I understand that. And this is the growth mindset again, that you know what you can do and then you know other areas where you just accept it. Your height is your height. You accept it. There's no point in thinking all the time like, oh, if I were just a bit shorter, that would be so beautiful. Or if I would be taller, my life would be totally different. Yeah, maybe. But you are who you are, so you accept it. Ignorance, on the other hand, would be something like, and I hope that's a good example, I don't really know, but for me, this is ignorance. Like, you say, see, I'm not looking super beautiful, I'm not a model, so basically my look doesn't matter. So I don't care about my look. I don't have clean clothes. I don't eat healthy. I eat like chips and chocolate and fat all day long. And I grow bigger and bigger and bigger until I'm like 200 kilograms. Because I give a shit about my look, because I don't look like a supermodel. This would be like a dangerous way of thinking and a dangerous mindset. And this can be applied in different areas of your life where you need to understand what it means to accept something and not fall into the ignorance trap. For example, if we have children, we obviously, as parents, we want them to be the very best they can be, maybe the best in the world, or we believe that for sure, I guess. But we need to accept when what they are and who they are and what they can do. And we should not push them forever forward just because we believe they have not reached their limit yet. If they say, see, for me, this is good enough, we should accept it. We should not ignore it in the sense that we disregard what they want, what they feel comfortable with, or what they're willing to bring in. Same for employees. If you hired someone because you see that potential, you give this person opportunities to grow, to learn, to show all the potential within them, and they don't do it. There might be different reasons why they don't go for the challenge when you offer it to them. They might think, wow, if I'm too good at my job, I will become a manager, and I don't want to be a manager because I don't want to kick people in the face and be mean and fire people and judge on people and have this conversation about, well, we need more of you for less money, stuff like that. So they might refuse for reasons you don't know. And actually, as a leader, it is your job to find out what they can do and what they're willing to do, and then accept it and work with it. Another example would be, and this is, again, I'm coming to that topic because I struggled with it in the past, acceptance versus ignorance. When I'm in a project, I see the perfect result, the perfect outcome that can be achieved. And then I push me, the machinery, and the team towards that perfect outcome. But sometimes perfect is not required, is not needed. Perfect is actually too time consuming or too expensive, and it makes no sense. And when not everybody in the team is pushing for 200%, you cannot get there anyway. Then there are again two options how you can deal with your environment in a business context. You can accept what is possible and work with that, or you can switch to ignorance, which basically means I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit about the company, about the products, about the customers, about my colleagues. I just sit here, do what they told me, and I expect my salary on my bank account at the end of the month. I will take my vacation and I will sprinkle in a few sick days as it's plausible and possible to max out my not in office time for the salary I can get. This is ignorance. And acceptance means, okay, we could do much better in this department if we would have this new software or new printer machine, or if we would have a few more resources in the sense of headcount, people, experts, colleagues. But the boss said it's not possible. We cannot get these funds to make it happen. So you accept that and you give your very best with the resources you have at hand, with the colleagues that which were chosen for you. If you're not the boss, or if you came in afterwards and you didn't hire them, they're chosen for you. They're there. You accept it and you work with them. You give your very best to support these people, or work with these people and collaborate with these people. This is acceptance. You say, okay, this is my circle of influence. This is outside of my circle of influence. I accept the borderline, and everything within my circle of influence, I give my very best. I don't get frustrated that my circle of influence is not a bit wider or much wider. I just see it as it is. I accept it. And I do my very best within that context and within what I'm willing to bring in. I hope I could bring across what I meant as a difference between acceptance and ignorance, and that ignorance is very dangerous. And sometimes we get confused. We think, well, okay, I tried my best. You sabotaged me, or you did not give me the resources, or I poured my life into my children and now they're just lazy teenagers and they're sitting there with their phone all day long and care about nothing in what happens in the world, and you start ignoring them in the sense that you really don't care. You tell them, if you don't give your best, I don't want your best either. Like children, employees, wherever we have a responsibility and a connection to other people, we should never switch to ignorance. We should always figure out what we need to accept and where we should push further, and then we work with that. This, in my understanding at this point in time, seems to be the best way to have a happy and successful life and to work well and live well with other people around yourself. My question for you today: in which area of your life did you struggle between acceptance and ignorance? Today is not just the best day in the history of ever, it's also the first day of the rest of your life. So make sure you always find the right side between acceptance and ignorance. Make the most of it and enjoy the ride.